B. Listen to the text The Verger, Part 2, and do tasks B and C from exercise 55 in the textbook.
The Verger, Part 2. Edward had saved a small sum of money, but it was not enough to live on without doing anything, and life cost more and more every year. The verger was walking along the street, his long scarf flapping in the wind. He thought that a cigarette could help him. Since he was not a smoker and never had any cigarettes in his pockets, he looked for a shop where he could buy a packet of good cigarettes. It was a long street with all sorts of shops in it, but there was not a single one where you could buy cigarettes. "That's strange," said Edward. "Why shouldn't I open a little shop here? Tobacco and sweets. That's an idea." He turned, walked home, and had his tea. He thought the matter over, and the next day he went to look for a suitable shop. And within a week the shop was opened. Edward Foreman did very well. Soon he decided to open another shop. That was a success too. In the course of 10 years, he had 10 shops and was making a lot of money. Every Monday he went to all his shops, collected the week's takings, and took them to the bank. One morning, the bank manager said that he wanted to talk to him. "Mr. Foreman," he said, "you have £30,000 in the bank. It's a large sum of money. You should invest it." There was a troubled look on Mr. Foreman's face. "And what will I have to do?" he asked. "Oh, you needn't worry," the banker smiled. "All you have to do is to read and sign the papers." "That's the trouble, sir," exclaimed Mr. Foreman. "I can sign my name, but I can't read." The manager was so surprised that he jumped up from his seat. He couldn't believe his ears. "Good God, man, what would you be now if you had been able to read?" "I can tell you that, sir," said Mr. Foreman. "I would be verger of St. Peter's Church."